Representative Marlon Schneider says a citizen contacted him, upset over her personal information being posted on a Madison Police Department website that makes such things as accident reports public. The woman said her driver's license number, name, sex, date of birth, and unpublished home phone number were online for anyone to see. She told Schneider she worried about identity theft. He agreed, and so the Wisconsin Rapids Democrat is circulating a bill for co-sponsors that strictly limits what personal information state or local government websites can post. Under Schneider's bill, if a person's name is listed, then the website cannot also post the license number, social security number, work or unpublished home phone number, or the person's date of birth.
The instant access that's available on the click of a mouse changes the dimension of what ought or ought not to be available widely across the world to anybody who wants to have access to it.
Under Schneider's bill, the prohibition does not include information used as part of the sex offender registry program. Still, Madison Police Department Public Information Officer Larry Kamholtz says if he or anyone else wanted to cross-check the registry to confirm the identity of a sex offender, a date of birth would be essential information.
Let's say their next door neighbor moves in, and you know, it's a potential that is that person's a sex offender. You know, if I'm living in my house and somebody moves in and it's potential that he's a sex offender, I want to protect my kid, so I want to find out. And without having that date of birth, I can't find out. So I think that's important that that's available to the community so they can do those checks to make sure that they're not a victim of crimes and protect their family.
Schneider says his bill would also prohibit the state court access website from posting dates of birth. Madison police say they have no plans to change the way they do web business. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.